Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 150, and I am so glad that you're here today. I'm so excited to celebrate 150, but we do have a serious topic today. Did y'all know this? You saw it in the title, right? Something about, I don't even know what the title is going to be yet, but the title usually gives it away, right? And today I'm talking about what I called attachment syndrome. And I don't know if that's a real syndrome or not. I'm not even going to look it up. But that's what I'm talking about today, is because some of you suffer this attachment syndrome when it comes to your business, and you kind of base your self-worth on some things that are going on in your business, and you need to stop doing it. Okay, you need to stop doing it. And we're going to talk about what y'all are doing today and how to get past it so that you can just effortlessly be running your business with joy in your heart and not be worried about peripheral things that don't matter. Okay. Okay. So if you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. Each week I provide you with tips and strategies so that you can build a business doing what you love, whether you're in the dreaming stage, whether you're starting, whether you're growing, doesn't matter. If you're turning what you love into a business, then you are in the right place. I'm so excited that you're here. Make sure you get plugged in right now. I've got a free Facebook group called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. You can scroll down right now, click the link, get in. You just have to answer 3 questions and then I'll let you in. Come in. We have fun posts each week. You can ask questions, get help. You know, on last week's episode, I talked about this, about you making things your day one. This could be your day one, is doing this and then asking someone else in the group, hey, does anyone have this type of business? Any tips for me? Anything you can share? Things like that. Right? So make sure you get plugged into the Facebook group. I do have some free goodies for you. If you would like to have a checklist for starting your business, like the things that you need to be doing, I have a 16-step checklist that you can download right now. It's one page. You can keep it out on your desk, be working through it. So make sure you snag that. And if you're in the dreaming stage and you're trying to figure out what idea to start, I have a business guide that will help you kind of wrap around what purpose you could serve as a business owner, like what you could actually be doing. It'll help you kind of narrow it down. So anyways, that's it. And then for those of you that have been listening a while, I want to thank y'all so much for being such wonderful listeners and fans and audience members. I have to read a review today because it is the 150th episode. And one of my clients actually wrote this review. So I'm reading it today. It's long. So I'm going to truncate it. I'm going to just pick some bits and pieces out. But this review meant so much to me. Amanda, thank you so much. Amanda Richardson, who owns Where in the Park, which is a theme park scavenger hunt business. She's wonderful. She is one of my grow-getters and I know her. I did not ask her to write this review. She did this out of her own volition. And so thank you, Amanda, for this kind, kind review. She said in the title, Kimberly in one word, colon, genuine. Oh gosh, I was melting right when I even just read that. She just says she cannot say enough great things about Kimberly. I first started binging the podcast after getting hooked on her cheerful energy, valuable tips for my business, and genuine compassion for my success. When she asks, what's going on with your business? She really wants to know. And you're right, Amanda. I totally want to know. I'm nosy, but I'm also excited for you. And she goes on to say that she's part of the Grow Getters group and it's absolutely worth the investment. Words cannot accurately describe the significant impact her trainings and coaching have meant to me and the business. After putting the lessons into action, I now have a solid foundation for my business. I'm more confident in myself and how I show up every day, and I continue to grow my audience daily. Oh my gosh. This is, she said, thank you so much, Kimberly. You're amazing. Oh my goodness. This is so sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time to write this lengthy review. It means the world to me. Y'all have no idea. If you've been listening to this podcast a while, like Amanda, I know she's been listening a while and she took the time to do this. If you haven't taken the time to hit a 5-star review really quick, or write a quick review like how this has helped you, please do so. It would mean the world to me. It means so much to me. And I can't help but think that it tells all the podcast players out there like Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Audible, all of them, that this podcast is valuable. So again, thank you so much, Amanda Richardson. And thank you all who've been leaving reviews and kind words. Okay, on to the episode. Hello, everyone. How are you? What the heck is going on with your business? I'm dying to know. I'm dying to know. So I hope you're in the Facebook group, like I mentioned a few seconds ago. Make sure you're in there because you can keep me updated and keep everyone updated and keep yourself on track and realize how many great things are going on when you start your business, when you commit to this, when you turn this dream of yours into reality. I'm just so glad y'all are here. And this is an important topic. This is about what I've seen with people that I've coached and people in my programs. And I want you to realize that this is a real thing that happens to people, and it's a real thing to stop doing. It's a real thing to stop doing. You've got to get rid of the syndrome. Do you think you have attachment syndrome to anything in your business? And a lot of you are like, what are you talking about? What is attachment syndrome? Well, it's a word or a phrase. I guess it's two words. Patrick, it's a syndrome I made up because I'm seeing this with y'all. And I've even experienced it myself. Yes, myself. I've experienced this attachment syndrome. It's a bad syndrome. It will hurt your self-worth. And we want to stop that because your business, even though your heart and soul is in it, is not your self-worth. Let me say that again. Your business is not your self-worth, even though it is a huge huge part of you, okay? And we want to feel good about it. And we want to do the right things and we want to be ethical business owners and authentic and all that good stuff. But I want to talk to you about three key ways that I'm seeing that are signs of attachment syndrome when it comes to your business. So I want you to think about something in your life that you're attached to right now. Like, and we all do this, okay? We're attached to maybe physical things that we have, like a car. We like the way it makes us feel, the way it makes us look. It could be you're attached to your body if you're in shape and you look amazing, or you're attached to your skin. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I'm saying attached, right? Like you're very proud of it. And because of it, you find a lot of your self-worth. Sometimes you know you're doing it. Sometimes you don't know you're doing it, right? Maybe there's physical things that we own, a certain house, a house with a pool, a certain location we live in, a certain zip code we live in. Think about it. We've all kind of been attached to something where we're like, it kind of makes us feel worthy. Do I dare say that? Like that we belong, that we're part of something, that we're great. I don't know. I don't think we're all egotistical about this, but I think there are things that we get attached to, right? Also, too, I think some of us get attached. Okay, this is a big one that I've seen with women. The weight in pounds on a scale. Are y'all attached to this where you've seen, you like know the number and you're like, if I go past that, like, no bueno. Like, this is not good. Like, and when you get to that, then your self-worth is so low because you're like, I can't believe I weigh this much. Okay. I think we've all gone through that. Even when, like, if you've been pregnant, there's always that number you don't want to get to. Like, you're thinking, I sure hope I don't get over, or you're at the very end and you're like, holy cow, if I tip that number, oh my gosh, I'm huge. You know, we just all do stuff like that. It's so silly. It's so stupid. And we tie it to our self-worth. I'm almost guaranteeing everyone listening at some point has probably tied their weight to their self-worth because they don't want to be a certain weight, whatever that is for you. And it's weird. Like, why do we do that? Why are we attached to a number on a scale? I don't know. We are. I think we are attached to labels that people give us. Some people that I know are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, and I'm sure they are attached to that because they're known as being absolutely looking like a supermodel. But if it's taken away, would they feel less than? I have no idea, but maybe. I think some people do. I think you've seen the Kardashians and all them get attached to how they look is their self-worth. Like, that's literally what they're doing. They're getting facelifts, they're getting whatever all over to their body so that they can look like a Barbie doll or whatever they want to look like because that's their self-worth. I don't know them, so I can't speak for them, but I just have this feeling. I have this sneaky feeling by watching all of that, right? And I think a lot of people do. Even actors, people have their self-worth after they've been famous and they're like, they don't know what to do. They don't know who they are. Their identity is wrapped up in that. Y'all, there's so many things we all get attached to that we let affect our self-worth, or we let it overshadow the good that we bring to this world. We're forgetting that there's a soul and a spirit there that is so amazing, and we're letting these like external things determine our worth. Okay, the same thing is with business owners, y'all. I don't know if when you're listening right now, if you started your business or not, but I'm seeing it with people that I coach and people that I work with, that there are certain things that they set out, and if they pass that or don't get to it or don't achieve it or whatever, they're tying their self-worth as a successful business owner to that. And I'm going to share with you three ways that I'm seeing them do this. And I want you to be cognizant of these as you're starting and building your business, that you don't tie your worth as a business owner who can make a difference by these things that I'm going to talk about. Because no matter what, you can help people, whether you do it for free all day long, you can make a difference for people, right? So it should never be tied to anything other than that. Is like, am I actually really helping people? That is what you can use to measure. Have I made a difference for anyone? Did I make anyone's life better? Okay. I'm not saying everyone gets a ribbon, because that is literally one of my pet peeves, is like in kids' sports that everyone gets a ribbon. When my daughter was in soccer and all these things, like everyone's getting ribbon. Y'all, even in competitive dance, my husband and I crack up at the competitions. There's like competition brands. There's different ones that hold different competitions around. If you like that brand of competition, then you can, you know, the next year go back to it, right? And they all have different names, like Platinum, Dupree, Velocity, whatever. So you go to that competition once a year and you can go back to it the next year if you like their vibe and their style and their judges and all that stuff, right? So when they give awards, y'all, it's not just like, here's first place, here's second place, here's third place, end of conversation. Awards go on, if you tally it up over a weekend of a dance competition, it literally is hours and hours and hours and hours of awards, because everybody gets a ribbon. They call them, like they'll say, for example, instead of like first, second, third, it's not even first, second, third, it's like first, second, third tier. So everybody in first, second, or third tier gets a medal. And they call it gold, high gold, platinum. Y'all, it's insane. If you're in the dance world, y'all know what I'm talking about. Everybody gets a ribbon. Now, there are call outs for like highest level things, which is awesome. But it's like, I have to weed through all of the awards to like sit there and go, okay, the most important ones are coming now. Now that we've already handed out 280 awards, now we're getting to these other ones. Everyone gets a ribbon. So I'm not telling you all that every business owner is amazing, and that all of you are amazing. I think the litmus test is, are you helping people? Okay. Let's realize that your self-worth as a business owner is tied to that in the conversation. That's what your self-worth as a business owner is tied to. You making a difference. But here's what struggling business owners and people suffering attachment syndrome that I made up for their business are suffering. And it's hurting them, y'all. It's making them sad. And here's the instances that I'm seeing it. Okay, number one, they pick dates, arbitrary dates, like, okay, I'm going to open by this date, or I'm going to launch this program or whatever by this date. And that's great. I love that they're committing to a date and they're putting it on the calendar and they're working toward it. Because a lot of times, don't you do that at home? Like, if you know you only have 10 minutes, you can knock out so much stuff because you're like, I got to get this going. Okay. But they are saying, you know, I want to launch by this date. I want to have it by this date. And they pick a date. Let's say they pick April 25th, okay? And they don't make that date because something happens in their life, something goes on. Then they feel like a total loser after April 25th. And then they're like, maybe I can't do this. They take it to this whole nother level of like mind drama and saying, maybe they stink. Maybe they shouldn't be doing this. Maybe they don't have what it takes. Everybody else launches on a date. And they go into this whole spiraling like tornado of negative self-talk. Y'all, stop. When you pick a date to open or launch or do something, it's an arbitrary, you're just picking it to kind of keep yourself accountable and say, I'm going to do it by this date. But please, if you don't make the date, don't turn yourself into this like lowly, unsuccessful business owner who's never going to have a future as a successful business owner because you didn't make that date. You picked that date. Why did you pick the date? You just picked it out of the air. It means nothing. It means nothing to your self-worth. All it means is that you're committing to get stuff done right now so that possibly by that date, you're going to do your best, but stuff's going to come up. And if you miss the date for launching, for anything, everybody chill. It's okay. I promise you it is just fine. You can be a successful business owner. What really matters? If you can help people. Okay. That's what matters. Okay. So number two, the other thing that I'm seeing people suffer attachment syndrome with is the obvious one, the amount of money that you're making. And I get this one. This one's a touchy subject because as business owners, we're starting businesses. We're not starting philanthropies. We're not starting new hobbies. We're starting a business where we have to make money doing this to keep this going. And we're exchanging people's money for our services to make their lives better. And people every day are willing to give money for things that make their lives better. Think about just today. What have you paid for, whether you did it online or in person, to make your life better? You bought gasoline, you bought groceries, you signed your daughter up for dance, you paid for private school, you bought something on Amazon, you got printer paper. I mean, y'all, you name it. We're constantly exchanging our money for things that make our life better. Okay, I buy Instacart. I probably pay too much money, but I don't even care because it makes my life way better. Okay. And I do HelloFresh because it makes my life way better so that I have meals ready that I can start cooking at night. But I digress. My point is, we all buy things that make our lives better. So stop holding your self-worth hostage until you make a certain amount of money. Because this is hard. And I'm going to tell you this. This has been super hard for me in this business because in the very beginning, I wasn't making much money because I didn't know how to market myself in terms of the coaching. I didn't know exactly what I was offering the coaching. This was in the very, very beginning, right? I'm doing great now. But then I was like struggling. And I thought, I suck. Maybe I'm just meant to be my own business owner and be off in my own little world selling products and not be helping other people. And what I soon started realizing was through the podcast, I was getting reviews and like people are saying, you're helping me so much. Your checklist is helping me so much. Your Ikigai guide is helping me so much. And I'm like, wait, I'm actually helping people. My self-worth was being tied to money instead of tied to the fact that I was actually helping people, right? Now, again, we have to make money. So we have to get there and we have to do things to make money. But do not sit there and go, if I'm not making $50,000 a year or $100,000 a year or $200,000 a year, then I am not successful and I'm not good at this and I shouldn't have done this and I regret doing this. Why did I listen to Kimberly? What am I doing? And you go on this whole, again, tornado of negative self-talk and you're spiraling around, getting thrown around when it has nothing to do with your self-worth. All it had to do with is how you were running your business. And there's things you can tweak and that's for a whole nother day. All the things that will help you make money, right? Being clear on your messaging, building an audience. You can learn about it in Grow Getters. This is what we do. But that's my point, is it has nothing to do with your self-worth. It has to do with, okay, I must not be running my business totally efficiently. What am I doing wrong? Am I not sharing the value of what I do? Am I not showing up regularly? Am I not inviting people to come in and create, you know, this audience around me? We could go on and speak for hours and hours and hours on this. What I don't want you to do is tie your self-worth to a certain dollar amount that you picked, that you just like randomly picked like you did with the dates and you like randomly said 50,000. Why didn't you say 49,942? You picked 50,000. Why? You're holding yourself to some random number that you picked. Now, some of you may be saying, but wait, I have to replace my income. And that's why I picked that number. I get it, but it still has nothing to do with your self-worth. It has to do with how you're running your business and all you have to do is start analyzing and getting help. Please don't tie it to your self-worth, y'all. You cannot do this to yourself. It's miserable. It is miserable because I started feeling that way in the beginning. soon when I started figuring things out and I was like getting my coaching together and I was getting my programs together, and I keep, you know, having different iterations of what I'm doing because I'm so close to my total sweet spot. Like, I'm there. It takes a while when you have a service-based business, okay? It takes a while, and I'm not going to go into that either, but if you got a service-based business, my heart, I'm doing the little heart sign with my hand. I get it. It's hard, right? If you're a coach, consultant, service, it can be hard, okay? Sometimes, not for all, but it can be, okay? Do not tie your self-worth to the arbitrary amount of money that you decided that you needed to make to all of a sudden declare that you were successful. Like, stop doing that. It's hurting you. It's hurting you in how you show up in your business. It's hurting you in how you help people because then you're doubting yourself. It's hurting you in how what you're saying when you're sharing your business and when you're meeting people because you're sitting there going the whole time, oh my gosh, if they only knew, I'm not making any money. I'm not making any money. And you can see it on your face and you're not confident. What if you were all of a sudden making $200,000 and you met that same person? You would show up totally different. But you did that to yourself. You don't have to do that. You can show up as your $200,000 self every day. It's silly to think that you're not great at what you do because you haven't hit a certain milestone of money. And so now when you show up to people, they can see something's off on your face. Something's off. You don't have the confidence. Imagine you're making $200,000 a year now. Every time you walk up to somebody, or you're making $500,000 or whatever your arbitrary goal is that you've picked, whatever it is. Imagine you're already making that. And when you talk to them, you better look like you're already making that. Not because you're faking it, not because you're presenting yourself as someone you're not. It's because you realize your self-worth really has nothing to do with the money. And it's so stupid that you're even thinking about that. Anyways, you should be thinking about how you are helping people. Okay? Is that making sense? Okay. So the first way that I see new business owners and struggling business owners tying their self-worth to their business and suffering with attachment syndrome is through the arbitrary dates that they pick for launching or opening or starting a new program or blah, blah, blah. Number two, it's with the amount of money that they're making, and they're picking that as their self-confidence measurement tool, which you shouldn't. Okay. You need to get help with your business if you're not making the money and you know you have a good way of helping people and you know you have what it takes to help people. Number three, this is a hard one too, is that many will tie their self-worth to mishaps that happen in their business. And when I say mishaps, it's maybe you ship the person the wrong thing. I've had that happen. I've had people yell at me on the phone. The whole shebang. I've had it. Okay. I've had people say rude stuff, email rude stuff, post rude stuff. This was back in the day when something would happen. And, you know, people can get crazy online, y'all. You've seen those Yelp reviews and things people say in Facebook groups. I'm like, what are you saying? This is a one-off incident. You don't have to be so mean and talk about these businesses that way. It hurts me so bad when I see them dogging other businesses. It just really bothers me, right? But you're going to have things go wrong in your business. You're going to do something wrong. You're going to be late. You're going to ship them the wrong thing. You may, dare I say, not even get them the result that they hope for. And that's okay. Not because you deserve a ribbon, but because it's a learning point for you to realize how you're going to do things differently from here on out. But don't tie your self-worth to mishaps because nobody's perfect. No business is perfect. You're never going to get all 5-star reviews. None of that. Stuff's going to happen, but you can't tie your self-worth to it. You have to always be thinking about the people you know you can help and how you're going to move forward from here and how you're going to rectify the situation and try to never do it again, right? Is that making sense? Do not tie your self-worth to mishaps that happen because they are going to happen. Yes, do something about it. Yes, feel bad. Yes, apologize. Yes, do what you can do, but learn from it and it's going to help your business. I promise you, mishaps will help your business because they will help you change direction, pivot, regroup, restructure, have a new plan, tell your employees how to do it a different way, whatever it may be, and you learn from it and you take the high road, right? But don't tie it to your self-worth because when you do that, what did I just say happens? You will show up differently. You will be sad. You won't be a good boss. You just won't have that spark, that little pep in your step. You won't have any of that because you'll be just so preoccupied with whatever went wrong and this mad customer and all that stuff, okay? So everyone today, do not let yourself suffer attachment syndrome in your business by coming up with, number one, arbitrary dates for things, and then when you don't meet them, think you're a loser. Number two, if you're not making the money you should be making yet, do not attach your self-worth to that, but get help. Because if you have something that can help people, and I'm sure you already have, whether it be freeways, in freeways that you've done it, or with testers or anything, get help so that you can figure out how to better make money, because there's something that's off in what you're doing, and that's okay. That's part of what we do. We all do this. Constantly tweaking. It never ends. I'm constantly tweaking my business. And the third way is not letting mishaps keep you down and make you feel less than. You're going to have to just, you know, get up. It's like if you get knocked down, get up, wipe your knees off, wipe the dirt off, wipe your shirt off, stand up, take a deep breath. How are you going to approach things differently and go? You've still been successful helping people and you're still capable of doing that, but now you've got to take a new way and it's okay and suck it up. Okay? Does this make sense? I don't want you being so attached. I want you to be attached. Okay, let me say it again. I don't want you to be so attached to these things that you're being attached to that don't matter, money, dates, and mishaps. What I want you to be attached to is your mission and helping people and making a difference and being ethical. Those are things worth being attached to, okay? But it's not being attached to these arbitrary things that you've just picked and now you're mad because you didn't meet them. And it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, okay? Does that make sense? Okay, if you are new here, make sure you're in the Facebook group. Let me just say that. Also, if you are not making the money that you should be making yet, maybe you've just started your business and you're like, now what? Like I've launched and I got some initial sales, but now what? Please check out Grow Getters below because it can help you learn the tools for building an audience of people who actually love your stuff. So you have real people to market your products and services to. Or if you're just starting and you're like, okay, I'm ready to implement. I'm ready to get going. I want to do this sooner than later. I want to know all the steps. I don't want to have to be searching myself all online. I want to get feedback on what I'm doing. Then make sure you check out my Just Getting Started group because I am going to be launching at the lowest price I'll ever be offering it. You can be a founding member, a part of the group. It will be awesome, awesome. And I would love to have you and support you along this journey. So make sure you check out everything below because there's ways to get help to speed this up so that you aren't suffering any of this stuff and that you are focusing on what matters most. Okay, that is it. Y'all have a great day. Again, check out everything down below in the links. Okay, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.